Hello, everyone. Hello. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm getting a little carried away doing an over-the-top howdy-do. I want to talk to you about the shift. I want to talk to you about the shift that's going on. And I want to say to you that it's really interesting that I've been reading a lot of things online, which probably I shouldn't do because it can get pretty depressing, especially talking about the hidden motivations in the corporatocracies around the world and global doodah and so on. I don't think we should, I don't think I should spend my time on such a thing. However, I did do that. But the other thing that's been happening to me over and over again is that as I've been walking, I do a lot of walking, and sometimes I'm on the phone and so on, but I have noticed a really strong, strong shift going on inside of myself, going from maybe a place of being bleak or a place of being tired and sad and into a place of being absolutely softly rising inside myself and a feeling of expansion coming up over the top of all my ruminations. It's kind of weird. It's kind of strange. But then I was talking to Aaliyah, who often calls in. She was talking today about, we were talking a bit about the shift, and I was explaining what I perceived. My guides and angels teach me so much, right? And yours do too, I'm sure. But what I was perceiving when I spoke with her about myself, other people, and about her was this really interesting kind of, there's an urgency amongst, I guess we could say amongst the common mind of humanity, there's an urgency for the shift. But it seems to require something. And what it's requiring from my perspective is that way of being not in resistance. No, let me see. Of dropping into your own body and being in whatever you are. If you're in resistance, in disbelief, in anger, in grief, in I'm picking on negative things on purpose. If you're in a kind of situations where you're in a state of frustration or you're losing your faith or your belief or whatever, just sit there in it. Just sit there in it. You know, like it's a hammock or something. Just be in it. Just be in it. And what I'm seeing in people, and it might not happen in this moment, but it will happen. I'm seeing as you don't resist as much as you just sit in it. And I said sometimes you're sitting in resistance. So that sounds paradoxical, doesn't it? But I think you know what I mean. It's not like it's being inactive in whatever is the state of being. So you go in there and you're just being in it. Don't buy into it. That's who I am. You want to be in it. And just be in it. Okay? And that's really, really important. And we're going to follow this through throughout this show. And, of course, you're going to call in, aren't you? We had 7 callers last week, and I loved it. It was so exciting. In any case, so here we are just being in it. And then we're going to do something that you and I have done a lot in this show or in the groups that I give sometimes and so on. I want you to take a few moments. And I want you to list in your mind's eye, or perhaps even on a piece of paper, a chalkboard or a green board or a whiteboard or whatever you've got, or a stick in the dirt or the sand dunes. I want you to write a list of things, qualities with which you identify yourself, qualities that you identify yourself with, right? There you are. Okay, so let me see. For me, I'm an intuitive. I'm in LA, I'm a Canadian, I'm, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that I've done. I'm on radio, I'm a radio person, I'm a transformer, I'm a mom, a grandmom, and I'm a, What else? And I can list my past failures because I've had a few, and I can list my past accolades because I've had a few, and I can list that I've been widowed and I've been divorced and I've been married a few times, obviously, and I have been single and I have been lonesome and I have been rich and I have been poor and I have been recognized socially and I have been just lost socially. You see how you can pick all of the identities that you can think of, right? Good. And I want you to pick all of these things. And you'll notice that as you pick all these definitions of yourself, which is kind of what identities are, here, fit this little slot. Check here if you're this. Check here if you're that. What is your lineage? Da-da-da. Keep listing all of your attributes, all of the pieces of your identity. Keep going. That's right. And as you develop a longer and longer list, try to see yourself. We were sitting inside whatever is the conditioning that you're feeling at this time, or whatever is the emotional state that you're in at this time, right? And then we're adding this whole list of identities. That's it. Huge list of identities. There we are. And I want you to call them up and feel them. And you're inside of this cocoon, aren't you? A whole pile of identities. Who I am, what I look like, what I feel like, what I sound like. What are my marital status? What is my national status? Am I happy, sad, miserable? I'm a Gemini, you know, all that stuff. And exaggerate it, and exaggerate it, and exaggerate it, and exaggerate it. And how does that feel all around you? Do you feel a kind of a buzzing? I do. And now let's ask for help from the higher beings, and let's command total release of that energy now, and feeling it clumping off your body and landing in a heap on the floor. That's right. Just leave it then. Just leave it. And several times during this particular show, we're going to talk about our identity. We're going to talk about how we define ourselves. And we're going to talk about our goals and our ambitions. And we're going to talk on the air, over the phone, with any of you who call in. We're going to see who on earth you are and what you're doing and what is it going to take to make a shift. And I think that's going to be pretty interesting material tonight, because it's really crucial. Now, I want you to all take a couple of deep breaths. And let's call in above your head. We're going to do this is our coherency meditation. It's a meditation where you and I connect vibrationally with one another. And talk about the shift. There's a kind of a shift in that, isn't there? That you and I, is as if we're holding etheric hands all over the world, right? We don't know where you all are, but we're not all in the same place. But we are all in the same place in terms of our vibrational selves and our intention. So let's imagine above your heads, there's a golden ball that's about 2 miles up. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball down all the way through your spine, right into the lower golden ball. There you are. That's a nice filament of gold light. I can feel it. Can you feel it going through each vertebra? Yeah, I can. So now you're skewered, aren't you? So from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a three-sided gold pyramid. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another three-sided pyramid. Now, when you push the two pyramids together, base to base, what have you got? You got yourself a nice diamond there, haven't you? Oh, boy, I got diamonds tonight. Yay. And then inside of that beautiful golden diamond, I want you to create a crystal ball. And the outside edges of the crystal ball push the inside edges of this, the two that it's actually called the double tetrahedron or a diamond shape. And see all the beautiful shimmering spectral hues on your crystal ball. And then inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron, a beautiful, beautiful star. And you're in the star because remember, you're skewered with this beautiful golden filament of light, right? And you're inside this star tetrahedron. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin in that star. Spin and spin and spin. That's right. And as you spin and spin and spin, I want you to see, as you spin and spin and spin, that you have a magical screen in front of you. Magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, we're going to imprint some movies, and those movies are going to be all about you. The first movie is you becoming what it is you want to become. And I want to become consciously multidimensional. Yeah, consciously multidimensional. Talk about a shift, right? And I see myself becoming consciously multidimensional. That means that on, you know, you and I have many, many dimensions to our existence. Okay, so I see myself entering one dimension after another, and I can speak to you from each one, right? And I can't do that right now, but it's something I'm practicing, and there are times when I can, right? Very sort of snippets of times. It's like we have these little gapping, little spaces, so you could go into what is reality? What is reality beyond what the 3D shows us? And when you feel like you're getting to the place where you're becoming what it is you want to become, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Okay, and now we do the second screen. And on the second screen, you're going to have a project. And on that project, I want to see all the resources coming. What is the project you want to create? It can be home and family. It can be building a home. It can be a world travel. It can be healing a terrible illness. It can be helping people, a career. It can be traveling in and out of space. Who knows, right? So pick your project, some kind of project, some dream of what you want to do, and see the ultimate goal sitting up here on your screen. And then watch as all the resources come and they flow in. Is all the money and the time and the place and the people, all the resources just flow with you until you see yourself with this project. Oh my, you can dust your hands and go, ooh, woo, I did my project, and it was such a lot of work, and it was such a big gift, and such a lot of fulfillment. So I want to keep it going for its natural lifespan, okay? I want to keep my project going for its natural lifespan. Good. And so you see all the resources coming, the money, the people, the time, the space, all of that flowing together for your natural lifespan, or its natural lifespan. Good. Some of you have got a project that lasts for a long, long time. Some of you, it's almost like your school homework, and that's it. You're done. So wrap it in light and move it over to the left. And now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. Now I'm going to say it again, something you've heard before, probably a million times. But what you want to do is remember in the Galactic Healing Center that you have a whole team of beings. And I have a whole team of beings. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We have all these wonderful, wonderful, insightful consciousnesses that are available for us. You have precious, precious beings that want to incite wisdom in your brain, in your mind, in your heart and soul, right? And you're going to choose out of that beautiful team of beings, you're going to choose the beings that you want to work as healers. So you've got this beautiful table in the Galactic Healing Center, and then you ask for the healing beings to come and stand around your table. Good. And as they all assemble around your table, Good. Take a look. You go and lie down on that table. I'm going to lie down on my table. And we're going to look up and look around at the faces, at the presences of these beings that are around the table. And you're going to ask them for what it is you really want to work on right now. Are you working on something physical, mental, emotional, spiritual? Do you know what it is you want them to help you with? Good. And if you don't, look, at there's several of you have no idea what you're supposed to work on next. And I'm saying to you, it isn't really like that. It's sort of a priority of what it is you want to sort out in yourself. But in any case, ask them, say, what is it I need to work on? That's right. Oh, my goodness, I got quite an answer for myself. What did you get? Sometimes you want to jot it down on a piece of paper because you have full capacity to get the answers. You know that. And then as you lie on that table, what happens? How do they help you? Yeah. We're going to ask for something special because one of my special listeners has asked for this. She wants to understand about neurology, about the brain, about what is it, brain training, retraining the brain and so on. And I want to say this. So here you are lying on the table and I'm lying on the table. And we've got these wonderful beings of light standing around us, right? And we're going to ask for some guidance on, this is after you've had a little help with whatever you're looking for, right? I'm not trying to interrupt you here. Good, okay. Most of you have gotten at least some of what you need. So now we're going to lie there a little longer, and we're going to ask for some help with the thing called brain training. We used to think the brain, remember, they'd say, oh, if you have a beer, if you have a scotch or something, you've killed a bunch of brain cells and that's it, because once you've killed them, it's all over. But we know from Bruce Lipton and a whole bunch of other great teachers, many neurologists these days that are teaching us about the brain and how you can recreate a lot of the cellular structure of your brain, sometimes with thinking and sometimes with feeling, but things that you choose consciously. So when we're asking our healing team about how to do brain training or brain retraining, they're doing the same thing with each of you that a lot of us learned how to do, okay? And I want you to imagine as you're lying there, or at least if you cannot see them, imagine it. If you can see them, just watch, okay? And they're going to come behind you, and they're going to put their hands, which are just glowing with high-frequency energies, right? They're going to put their hands around your skull. That's right. And you can feel it. Ask to feel what they're doing. They're putting their palms of their hands around your skull. Good. And when they're there, when the palms of their hands are around your skull, you can feel it going into your brain. And where the brains have been locked down into patterns that seem to be relentless, you can find as they hold your head that the energy moves in and it literally unlocks. There we go. It really unlocks some of the patterning in the brain. And now they're bringing another aspect of it to you. This is a short lesson because we have a whole bunch of stuff to cover, don't we? Now I want you to also ask them, the brain trainers, you've got a number of beings around you. You've only got one, or some of you have got two with their hands on your head, right? So the other ones are putting their hands, which are also radiant, on your belly area, on your intestinal tract area, because that's where your neurotransmissions are, a lot of them, not all of them, but most of them start off there in the first place. That's right. So now they're putting their hands on your belly area and then on your head as well. Good. Boy, I can really feel that, can you? Now, this is a simple, non-technological style of brain training. We'll talk a bit more about different ways of doing it in a few minutes. Now, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we've got a fresh table. and our healing team has moved off with me or with you, and they come in replicating themselves around a fresh table. And who wants to come in to this fresh table? Okay, all right then, let's see. I'm bringing in a little boy who is only 13. I've mentioned it before. And I'm going to bring in several children who, so we're going to have 1, 2, 3. Today we're having 4 tables. And we're having, say all of them are very ill. And we're going to put them on these tables. And my little friend on the first one, I've known him. I don't know him. I know his mom. And he has been very ill since November. And he's been filled with chemotherapy. And apparently his cancer is diminished radically. But the chemotherapy is making him sick, which we all know about. Roll in the next table over. And she's got a different kind of cancer. She's got some sort of, well, I won't try to diagnose her, but she's in very dire circumstance. And then we have this little wee baby over here. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And he's got something, talk about brain. He's got something in his brain, and it goes right to his, I want to say below the belly. It's almost like it goes the whole central nervous system, okay? And then we have the last one is an older person who has a kind of dementia. These are going to all be children, but suddenly we have an older person. And maybe it's because in this amazing array of children who are very ill, it is good to see a senior person. This is a woman who is very ill as well. And they're saying that it's a reversal. What we're working on here is a reversal of the cellular breakdown. And they wanted to work with a comparative. So they're putting hands, there's a healing team for each one of these beings. For the first gentleman, young gentleman who's only 13, they're working with him. Oh, they're giving him a lot more. Looks like they're fixing up his blood, perking up his blood. They're showing that his blood is much more rich. It's a richer environment than it was. Mm-hmm. And they're running their energy fields through his entire body. Okay, there you go. Yeah. And now let's jump to here's the little girl beside him. We just keep that one going because the energy is going really well. This little boy needs to be healed from the chemotherapy, if you know what I mean. They've taken care of the cancer to a degree, but he's got this incredible poison in his body. And he's bless his heart, he's worried about his parents. Okay, that's it. And they're helping him. So now we have this little girl here, and she's got some terrible damage running through her body. She's very, very ill. And probably, I don't want to give a prognosis or a futurizing. I don't want to do that. But we're just going to see what they want to do. And they're pulling something. She has a strange illness. There we go. It's a strange kind of an illness. And they're pulling a lot of, I think so, some other kinds of, this is not chemo they're pulling out of her, but there's some kind of toxic, almost like a bacterial thing, but there's something really distorted, almost like there's plastic in it. It's probably a environmental toxicity is what it is, of some sort. And she's really, really, really been damaged. So they're saying she can revivify, but she's exhausted. So they're working on her, and we're seeing her perking up a little bit. Come on, honey. And we're going to wrap her in light, move it over to the side. And now we're going to this little baby, sweetheart, little sweetheart. Okay, little guy. Yeah. He hasn't had one day without huge discomfort. I think he's about 14 months old. Bless his heart. He has huge black circles under his eyes. He's very patient. I guess he's learned how to do that, eh? He's very patient. There he is. Now they're changing something in the way his thyroid is, the way his glands function. They're changing it. They're resetting something in there. And they're also moving the energy through to help detox him. Yeah. And we're going to wrap him in light. Bless his heart. My dream for him is he gets out of pain. He's in some sort of pain all the time. And now we've got this older lady here who's got a kind of dementia. And they're saying, look at her, compare her to these children, because she can, inside of herself, you know, we can all do stuff for ourselves. And inside of herself, she has full capacity, okay, to reverse this. Yeah. So they're working with her brain and her belly. And the other thing they've got there, the energy forces working on, are the base of her spine, the ganglion at the base of the spine. Or you could call it your red root chakra, right? And doesn't that talk about your lineage and what your kind of your vial of life force is and your longevity and so on? And they're working with her brain pattern, her belly area, and her root chakra. Good. And right now, when I saw them working with her root chakra, they showed her legs stretched out. They have been kind of folded up. And you know how people are when they're kind of anxious and they fold their legs up all the time? It's really hard for them to stretch them out. She just suddenly released her legs and they were relaxed. And they're saying that she can be able to recreate her... Well, there we are, her well feeling. Good. And now we're going to wrap that in light. And we're going to talk again about the brain in a minute, but we're going to move all of this offside. Good. And now, I know what else I wanted to do is I wanted to bring a couple of people in and work on what we're calling the shift. Remember, we talk about the shift, and a lot of us thought it would happen in, well, I don't know if I thought this quite, but a lot of people thought it would happen in 2012 on December the 21st. And of course, what happened? It didn't do it that way. And what I always said is if the flows, if the consciousness flows out in the universes take about 685 years to go through, then it's probably not going to screech to a halt on a specific day. But I think we've learned something about this, like what does the shift really mean? And I think we've actually learned that what it means is when you're with people who are very strong healers and so on, you can literally feel activated. All of a sudden you have more power than you ever thought you had, right? And you realize that you've changed yourself somehow. And this is one of the things we're talking about, is that we want to be it's like our human, like we were talking about this older lady, okay? Human potential is such that we can be, as Peter Calhoun talks about, we can be unlimitable. But most of us don't know how, so this is what they're talking about. They're saying human potential and activation has a lot to do with shifting from the beliefs of your own identity, keeping you one way or another. You shift from that kind of belief structure. I'm shutting the door because it's so noisy out there. So you shift from that belief structure and suddenly you have more capacity to be more amazing than you have ever been before. Suddenly you understand something. Suddenly you have a little energy where you were kind of flailing inside and going, oh, I'm getting old and weak, or I'm a little kid and I'm going to be very sick. You can actually make a shift. So it's not the shift that we were all talking about, which we said was going to be the shift in consciousness for the whole species. But you guys, you know this, that it has to start with you, doesn't it? It has to start with you making a shift. And then the whole thing about our unity as people is that shift becomes the shift is in me. When I was walking up the hill, I had this extreme experience a couple of days ago where it was just like a statement of being, just like I'm leading you through. And then all of a sudden, there was this, not like a geyser, but this really strong upward flow. And I went, oh, there it is. There's the transcendence of who I am through all my limitations. Is that, I don't know, I heard a funny thing. I don't know whether it's a caller or what. And if it isn't, then I'll just carry on. Anyway, so what I really want us to do now is to bring in some people and have them work with their own shift. So I want to bring in a woman who has been depressed for quite a while. And she's actually called in. She's called into the show before. And she's been very depressed for a long while. We're going to put her on a table. And we're not going to call her name. No, we're not. And once again, I'm shutting another door. It's very loud here. So we're calling her in, and she's lying on the table, and she tends to be very depressed, okay? And then there's another man who's very angry, okay? He's a really angry guy. Oh, I see. And he's got like, he's grinding his teeth down because he's so angry. And he's angry because life is not the way he thought it was going to be, okay? Well, the thing with you and I is that life is not the way it's going to be. Or life is, okay, unless you shift, your life will not change, right? Am I right? And that's what this guy is having to experience. So we're going to talk to him. He's really tense. He's annoyed because life is not what he thought it was going to be. Okay, hot diggity. I think that's true for all of us. And so we have what they call life experiences, right? And in those life experiences, we learn that we can unlimit ourselves. Yeah, that's the thing. And so we're going to learn to unlimit ourselves doing this this shift. I appreciate that so much. Now there's another person coming in who's absolutely unfocused. And it's a woman, and she's just kind of not lethargic. She's like indecisive, and she's not sure where to go and what to do. Okay, and then here's another one, so that we've got four. And here's another one who is angry, depressed, sad, and then stuck because the world is not the way. And this guy had a similar thing, but he's got a different attitude to it because he's just really angry. She's not really angry, but she gets lethargic, and she's really creative, and she just gets kind of like stuck in this way of being that's just really goes on and on. And what is wrong? What happened to the shift? And why is life becoming, why are my talents being bypassed by the upgrading of technology and the new things? And why is there not the future that I thought there would be? And I'm tired, right? Okay. So you see, all these four are examples of people that are going to experience a shift. And the shift is going to be cellular, and it's going to be personal, and it's going to lead to the greater shift, okay? So let's just take a look at the first woman who's extremely depressed and has been for a few years. I think her husband died. And she doesn't feel well, and she just can't get any traction doing anything. Okay, we're looking at her. And the guides, the healing team, are walking around her table. And they're saying, we're saying to each one of them, and we're saying to you, drop into your body and presence within a kind of an attitude that's there. I've had this attitude at times, not all the time, where I just go, oh, what's the point? You know, look how the world's going, la, 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 la. Okay. And what can I do about it? Have you ever felt like that? What can I do about all that? And so that's what we're going to work on. And the first woman isn't quite like that. She doesn't have the same dynamic. She just feels like more fraught by the fact it's really, really hard work. Okay. So she's lying there, and they're saying, just be that way. Just, that's right, just be that way. And those of you who are in that kind of state will recognize that your little body goes, or especially around the solar plexus. Just be that way. And the hips, she must have a very sore hip on the left. Okay. So just be that way. And I allow myself to just be that way. And just be that way, because that's who I am. No, it isn't. It's your identity that you've got on right now. It's not who you are. So when you bring up, that's just who I am, say, oh yeah, okay, I can see what that is. That's just a cocoon. All right. And then we're going to have the healing team is working round and round her like a kind of a spiraling influence. Good. And now, okay, so here's what we see is in her, there's this really wonderful, she's just being what she is. She's just being what she is. And you know that we're all vibrational vehicles of light. And as a vibrational vehicle of light, all those, the lights are moving round and round her in a spiral. And then what's coming up in the middle is this really interesting pulse. It's as if, you know, when you have, you see pictures of lava and they get these like shoots of like kind of a big wave that plops up and goes back down. I see this wave moving up through her and it wants to move right up through her body, through the vibrational vehicle of light. Wow. Until it pops up through the top of her head and right out into her multidimensional self. It's going to take a while, but what I do see is it's moving deep down inside of her as if it's picking up a little bit of momentum. And you know something? When it goes up into a realm above, you're going to find that she will make a shift, a huge shift. Now remember, that's the microcosm of what's going on out there, which is you got to change the frequency to change the reality. And the reality is a bit murky right now out there, but changing the frequency in ourselves is one of the best things that we can ever possibly do. Isn't that exciting? So we're going to wrap her in light and move her to the side with her beautiful guidance. And with the second person, now, I can't remember who the second one is. It's a man who's very angry. He spoke up as if I'd forgotten him and he couldn't handle that. I want you to collect all the bits and pieces of your own identity. And the guides are standing around you, loving you. They love you so much. And they're loving you and nurturing. Why do we always hear that the guides love us? Because they are our guides. And if we can feel nurtured and loved, even though we're going through a lot, guess what? We're really productive, aren't we? We produce for the whole reality. So here we go. And they're standing around him, loving him and sending energy around him. Good. And let him be. I want you, Mister, I would like you and anybody at home who feels this, who's grinding your teeth and all that, I want you to feel anger. I want you to be in the presence of anger and call it differently. Say, I'm in the presence of my precious, precious anger. Some people who are holding it back have some really sore necks. Let that neck go if you can. Take a look. If you have a sore neck in the middle of it, you're holding against it. Remember, neck represents consciousness of self. Good. Whoever it was, dropped that tension, didn't you? Okay, now our friend who's angry here, good. He's playing the game with me. He's actually a really funny man. With that kind of anger, you would know he's probably very ebullient at a deep level, got lots of passion, lots of humor. And the guides and angels are standing around him doing some really magical hands-on kind of work. Good. And they're really softening what was kind of a red light that was deep in his subconscious is being softened. And there's a lot of change going on. And now, once again, as we see him as a vibrational vehicle of light, and the guides and angels are kind of tuning him like he's some kind of a musical instrument. And we see in the center, probably at the perineum, that again, one of these like little waves and pulses of, there it is, there's his shift starting to come up. Now, he may move his really fast because he's very, very dynamic. But we'll see. Wrap it in light, move it over to the side. Once again, when he lets that shift come through, and there is the art of letting it come through, that means you have to drop off all kinds of holding patterns and so on. So we're reminding him to do that. And those of you at home who are releasing your own anger, drop it off, drop that stuff off, and let the shift move up through you. And now we're moving into the next woman who is, oh, Lana, I forget who you are. No, isn't that funny? I kind of go blank. I forget. You better call in and tell me. So we're just going to do another one. We're going to call in one who is hopeless, helpless, really unformed. I think that's who you are. Really unformed, can't get any traction, who really isn't, she's really unsure of where it is she's going or what she's doing. So you could say, well, how can you make a shift? And I think the shift makes itself through you. That's the difference. The shift makes itself through you. So I want you to feel, that's it, feel, there we go. Feel all the hopelessness and the I'm not connected, and the guides and angels are loving you. It's like they're trying to help the, it's like you have a lot of, it's making me yawn. A lot of pieces of your identity are kind of like pieces of a skein of wool, and they're kind of all over the place. They need to be moved into some kind of order. She's a little chaotic. There we go. Straighten her out. Do you ever feel chaotic? And they're trying to love you and love you and straighten you out. Just love you and straighten you out. Straighten you out meaning give yourself a flow so that you don't feel so chaotic and scattered. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to go watch the, oh, there it goes. Well, they're tightening something around the upper part of your, it's kind of something to do with your mind that the healing team is doing that. But then what starts to happen is that there's a relentless pull of the shift that wants to kind of wave up in through the center of your body. Good. And if you call up all the qualities of your identity and command total release, keep doing that for the next couple of days. Every now and then, just call up all the qualities that define you and command total release. Yeah, that's it. Because what happens is then you and your socially constructed reality get out of the way, and the shift that wants to take place in you comes up. And that means that you're going to feel activated, and you will feel like you can do things you never thought you could do. You can concentrate in ways you couldn't, all that kind of thing. And the guides remember the ETs, beings of light, the light workers, the star seeds, all these different characters all around you and all around me in order to help us through these times so that we don't have to remain a carefully hidden secret behind all these control issues. We don't need to do that anymore. But we have to find very soft and permitting ways to let ourselves be free. The final one is somebody who is very, very talented and is really angry and stuck because she doesn't want to do anything. This is a really interesting thing. She does not want to do anything to change her circumstances. That means she has to step out of her own personal myth. She wants to follow the promptings of spirit and not have to step out and do things the old-fashioned way, the 3D way. Well, that's kind of interesting. It'd be good, but the problem that I see with that, because I really believe in doing that as well. Now, the problem I see with that is sometimes the relationship to time and space can kind of curtail your joy and activity because you don't have any money or you don't have any status in the world. I don't believe the status is who we are, but sometimes it can pave the way. So if that's you, if you're really trying to kind of live into your own journey and you don't want to be influenced by society, join us in this one. Just start seeing all the qualities of yourself and just sit in it. Some of you are very, very frustrated and you're thinking that you're not being supported by the universe. Some are going, I see somebody with your arms folded across your chest going, well, fine then. It's making me yawn. Thank you very much. And the yawning for me happens when you guys are holding back and holding inside in a big way. That's it. Okay, there we are. And the healing team, this one, the last woman I described, has got a very, very powerful creative light. And the shift is moving up through her right now because she's dropping off her identity. She needs to feel, and I think we all do this, right? We need to feel innocent. We need to feel like we're beginning. I often say I'm always at the beginning. If you ever felt like you're always at the beginning, I am. So I can say who I am, but if I drop off my identity, I'm kind of at the beginning, aren't I? And so is this person. And they're saying that she's always at the beginning right now. There we go. There she goes. And then the shift business is coming right up through her as we go. All right, so we're going to wrap her in light as well. And we're going to move it over to the side. But that those four people, and match all the eight people that we've done so far, and nine being you, are all examples of how we can go through the shift. We can build our vortices of the healing energies and move those up through our body-mind so you can have a vortex of light moving up through you. And remember to use that vortex of light moving up through you. I always think of it as like a bottle washer. Use that to burn off pieces of your identity, tendrils that stick to you from your family of origin, from your lineage. You know, Eckhart Tolle taught us about being in the now, and I think there's some great gurus that have as well. And being in the now doesn't mean being identified by all of these different things that have happened in the past or what's happened in your lineage. You don't want to do that. You want to command total release. And once again, is you as an amazing microcosm of the shift allows your body mind to be one that is an electrode or a transformer that's adding to the shift potential in our humongous oneness reality. What do you think of that? So let's bring in a political one now. Let's move all that over to the side, have it stew away in the beautiful light. And now we're having a table and we're putting in a political situation. And I think that what we need to remember is in the political situation, talking about the shift, I think we all know that situations of combat or when we fight at each other for solutions, that isn't really a solution, is it? Because it'll keep everything going back and forth for a long time. Think of some of these tribal fights that have been going on, I gather, in Iran and Syria and these different places. That's making me yawn. They've been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, right? And people haven't forgiven what happened 4,000 years ago, or people haven't. And it's craziness when you think about it, because the shift will say that there is no point in that battle, that the only battle is you releasing your attachment. For example, if you're having tribal battles that are 4,000 or 5,000 years old, releasing your attachment to being a member of this tribe or a member of that tribe is really key to peace, isn't it? Each person has to release how much of themselves are invested in dominating or getting even, any of those things, right? Because the biggest job and being a shifting human being is the job of releasing your attachments to the way things were. Who was right? Who was wrong, right? So here we are, we're putting up on the table this huge, huge duality, okay? This is Americans and Russians. I think I want to see the military, is it called? A military-industrial complex up there, and the corporate complex that's global. I want to see these huge factions of not getting along because they're looking for the resources or the conquering of various nations. I just want that all that contention up on this table right now. I want all those beings who are full of might Some of them are full of money. Some of them are full of power. Some of them are full of resources. Some of them are full of vengeance. I want them all up on these tables or this table. Yeah. And I want us to see the shift. See, I want their identities, as much as you can handle, because there's like millions and millions of them up there, right? As much as you can handle, I want you to see them dropping off their identities and their attachments to who they are. I want you to see them dropping it off, and it drops onto the floor, but we've got this amazing transformative, crystal rock on the floor, and it transforms these old identity things into some kind of Mother Nature loving vibrational effect. Yeah. And then I want you to see, as they drop off these identities, these fears of one another, I want you to see this shift energy pulsing up through them, pulsing, pulsing, pulsing up. And keep saying in your prayers that you see that happening and know that the shift can occur through some of the most amazing beings. And then we can live a life of peace and generosity. I wonder what the world would be like if we really thought about a win-win for everyone. Oh my gosh, think of the inventions, think of the amazing plants, think of all the animals that are talking to us these days and how they could be if the respect and the honor was more prevalent. Wouldn't that be amazing? What would you and I do? Now, let's see. So we haven't had any callers. So then I want you to fill this whole table with light and wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And then we're going to jump into close off the Galactic Healing Center. And I want you to jump into the Star Tetrahedron and then spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And as you spin and spin and spin and spin, that really helps with the shift too, doesn't it? Because as you spin and spin and spin, we drop off more and more identity, don't we? You might be just spinning in your imagination, but guess what? I always feel it when I'm spinning like that. Do you? You're going to have to email me and let me know. And then come back into the room with me. And I want you to look around and see if anything feels differently or looks differently. Remember, we're an unlimitable species. We're a species that is able to break out of the confines of whatever has taught us that we have to just follow our lineage, that we cannot break free. You know, they say the apple never falls far from the tree. Maybe we can teach it to fall far from the tree. Let's look at some of the cliches that keep us locked into what we are. My parents were always like this, so I'm like this too. You see? It makes such a difference. And then, so I just want to say a few more things because time is just about up here. I want to say that I'm very excited because my book is coming out. It came out once already and it was not complete. So we're going to have a proper announcement of my book over the next week. It's called My Near Life Experience, and I do accept pre-orders. It's going to be, I don't know the price. I think it's going to be $16.95, and you can do a pre-order on my site, veronicaantwistle.com. And I'm very excited about it. I've had a lot of feedback from people saying, this book has really helped me through my life. These are people that I sent them the link and so on. And it's going to be an audio book in a while. And it's also going to be an ebook in a while. So I hope that you'll give it a run. And I'm going to do some book signings. Maybe you want me to come to your neighborhood. And I'm going to do some book signings. But in the book signings, because I'm a healer and I like to do work with individuals, I'm going to do book signings. But I'm also going to do healing work with people. So if you come to a book signing, and I might be going all around the Southwest for a while and over to Tucson, and then in the springtime I'll go up through the Northwest for the book signings. And I'd love you to come, and then you can put up your hand and you can ask a question of any kind, and my guides and angels will be traveling with us and the healing team. So it won't just be a book signing. It'll be a fun experience about who you are and who I am. Because my book is all about my life, but you and I know this. We all get snagged on some of the same subjects. And what I liked talking about in my book is I went through a lot of stuff. So did you, right? But how did I get out of feeling debilitated? How did I get out of having gone crazy for a while or really having a nervous breakthrough? How did I get out of extreme poverty? How did I get out of feeling like a useless being? How did I get out of, I don't know, a whole bunch of things, just like you? How did you get out of that? So I hope you're going to enjoy the book, because, well, that's why I call it my near life experience, because you and I know what we're into or what we're going through and how bleak we can feel. There is an aspect of ourself that's right beside you, that's right there, ready to be explored, and something that you, like, that's how I learned. My whole life went crashing down, and I learned to be an intuitive. I didn't want to be an intuitive. Good grief. I thought it would give me some more judgment, which it did. But I think not doing it would have given me terrible self-judgment and would have been very confusing for me. So you start shifting in the sense of how you interpret what the good results might look like. You see what I mean? You take a chance on being truly yourself. Anyway, I'm really eager to share the book with you, and it should be out within a week, and we can buy it on my website at veronicaantwistle.com, and I sure hope to get feedback from you all. So this is Veronica saying thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry nobody called in. I really enjoyed it last week when you, there were seven of you, and my gosh, didn't we have some interesting conversations? So let me know what you thought of this call this week and how different it was for you and for me. VeronicaAntwistle.com, and I hope you're all feeling better. I hope you feel at the end of a show like this that there's a lot of love for you out there. And like I like doing the Mr. Rogers thing, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and you and I are surrounded by the healing force of our guides and angels. So much love to you all, and good night, and thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design.